in a no-holds-barred 10-minute theatrical grudge match. Be there 8 p.m. on Friday, July 19th, Saturday, July 20th, and 3 p.m. Sunday, July 21st at the North Homestead United Methodist Church, where 10-minute plays from around the globe are presented by the area's finest directors and performers. A 3-day competition that only one can walk away from and say that they were victorious.
That is going to be this weekend in North Homestead. The Dover Players are going to be putting on 12 10-minute plays, and I have the pleasure in the studio to have with me a couple of the Dover Players. We have Mike Podgore and Megan McCarthy. Megan is an actress. Mike is a writer, director, actor. These guys and girls, they do it all. Mike and Megan, welcome very much to the morning show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, come on right up to the microphone there. You know, it will bite you, trust me, you know, but only after the interview. So let's start with Mike. What is your role in the Dover Players?
I am a director, writer, and actor. I've acted in a few of their productions, and this is actually my directorial debut.
Well, congratulations. We're going to talk about that in a second. Megan, come on up to the mic. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so this is my first time working with Dover Players. I'm going to be in 3 of the plays that are all going to be performed on Sunday. It's been a really cool experience to get to do something this different because I've never been in a show like this before, and it's a really unique experience.
Well, you get to play 3 parts, and again, these are all things we're going to talk about. Let's start a little bit with the logistics of this production. So, Mike, if you could explain to us how this whole concept of 12 10-minute plays works.
Well, on Friday and Saturday, we'll have 6 different plays on each day, and the audience will vote for which one they like best, and the top 3 plays for each day will go on to Sunday, where we will have another vote and a panel of judges to decide which one wins.
Wow. So you got 6 on Friday, 6 on Saturday. Each night, audience votes, and the top 3 are the top 6, 3 from each night, if I understood correctly, get played on Sunday. So, man, how do you decide which night you go to?
Well, I would go on Friday night, because that's when my play is going. But each night is a good night to go. We have lots of good plays by lots of good writers and directors. So any night you go, you'll win.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your play. It's called New Friends. You are the writer, director. Tell us about the storyline on that.
Well, it's about 2 young ladies who are meeting a new friend for coffee. And then things just get out of hand.
And it's 10 minutes. You guys, is there like somebody in a stopwatch off stage? And as soon as you hit the 10-minute mark, that's it, cut it, next.
I know that was before. That was in our rehearsals. We made sure that each one was under 10 minutes.
All right, so these aren't one-act plays. They're more like, what, quarter-act plays? What would you call this?
I think technically they are one-act plays.
But little small acts.
Well, yeah.
Absolutely. So where'd you get the idea for New Friends, ladies meeting for coffee with a new friend?
Well, I started with Well, the new friend turns out to be a robot.
Okay. So I started. Do we know this ahead of time, or is it revealed throughout the course of the play that it's a robot?
It's pretty obvious when he first walks on.
All right. And are the ladies very accepting of it? Oh, yes, here's my robot friend. I'd like you to meet Rosie. How does that work?
Moderately.
Okay.
They are, one's accepting, one's a little bit more cautious about it. And then things just get out of hand from there.
Yeah, there you go. Hijinks ensue.
Yes, sir.
What are some of the other plays that we might see?
Well, there's a Box of Ashes, which is about...
Box of what?
Ashes.
Ashes, okay.
It's about a couple going to see a psychic about a dead husband. Ace in the Hole is based on a true story, but that one is by Greg Lavelle. He lives in Elyria.
He is the president of Dover Players. Let's get that straight.
Yes, sir.
He wanted me to say that. And if yes. You're listening, Greg, I would have said it anyway.
Yeah, but that one's about incidental golf course.
Okay.
Let's see.
That's okay. I think we got a good cross-section. Yeah. We're talking to Mike Podgore and Megan McCarthy. They are with Dover Players. And this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Dover Players in North Homestead, they are going to be presenting 12 10-minute plays, 6 on Friday, 6 on Saturday, the top 12 on Sunday. Let's turn our attention a little bit to Megan. Now, Megan, as an actress, you are playing 3 different characters in 3 different plays. This must be fantastic. I mean, for an actress, this must be a great challenge.
Yeah, it really is. I've been in theater for a few years, and I've never gotten to, you know, play so many characters at once and be a part of so many really cool stories. And that's another thing about the play festival. When you come just one night, you're getting six like individual stories and characters, and it's really interesting to watch. I got to watch a couple of the shows last night for the first time, like from an audience perspective, and it was just really cool to see because the actors and the directors have a way of developing the story in such a short time, and it really engages an audience, and it's really fun to see.
Well, let's hear a little bit about your characters. What plays are you in? What characters do you play?
Yeah, so I'm in Mike's play, New Friends. I play Trisha. She, as Mike said, is with her friend for coffee. She's meeting this guy that her friend has told her about. And when he arrives, he's a little strange. And then there's another show I'm in called Recess. That is a show about two little kids on the playground who imagine what life would be like as grown-ups, and they play house together. My character's name is Georgie. She's a really cool character to play. She's kind of like a spitfire. And
That's one of the little kids?
Yeah, yeah. And then my last show is Death of a Snowman. This one is more of like an existential tale, I'd say. It's about a little girl who lost her mother, and she's talking to this snowman that she built outside of her house about the afterlife and death and... you know, where do you go when you die? And it's a really cool show with a really good message.
Wow. And now, is that more of a serious tone, or is there humor despite the very sad storyline with it?
It's not like your typical like Disney snowman kind of story, but there is a little bit of humor. I think the snowman character especially, his main goal is to like make my character Charlotte like happy and not so worrisome about the things that she's talking to her about. But there definitely is more of a serious undertone than I'd say some of the other shows.
So you get a wide variety with these plays. You get serious, you get funny. I mean, this sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, which nights are you on, Megan?
All three of my shows are going to be on Friday.
Okay. So hear that? If you got to pick one night, go see Megan Friday. No, just kidding. Because again, some of the plays here. Now, is there a website that folks can go to where they can read about the plays?
They can go to doverplayers.com. And we have a Facebook page as well. Just look up Dover Players on Facebook. You'll have a lot more. There's a lot of information on there, and it'll be really up to date. They really make sure everyone knows what's going on with all the shows they do.
Where are the shows? Where do you guys perform them?
Right now we're performing at the North Olmsted United Methodist Church at 4600 Dover Center Road in North Olmsted.
And, of course, that's all on the website. A couple of nice things about these, other than what we've already talked about. It's very affordable, $5 a ticket, and that $5 will get you six really good shows, again, written by local people, which I think is a great talking point myself, being an old theater person. It's very family-friendly, too. No matter which play you see, there's not going to be anything there that we got to be worried about. Okay, we might want to be over 18 on this. No, none of that. Family-friendly. And it's cool that there's audience participation. The audiences get to judge. Now, how does the judging work?
So the first two nights, Friday and Saturday, after all the shows are done, the audience will actually get to vote for their favorite. And then the top three plays from those two nights, as per the votes, will go on to Sunday. And on Sunday, we're actually going to have a panel of three professional judges. And they are going to be deciding the winner.
All right. And of course, the judges, will they be in the audience? Will they be off to the side? How does that work?
Yeah. So from my understanding, they're just going to be kind of on like a, I don't know how to describe it, kind of like an elevated,
okay,
like on the side. But
gotcha.
Yeah, they're going to be.
So it'll be obvious who they are. You guys are going to know who they are. Because sometimes, you know, like they're secret shoppers, maybe secret judges. We don't know. But you guys will know.
Yeah.
Well, the number to call is 440-782-0095, 440-782-0095. Again, doverplayers.com is the website where you get all the information on this. We covered a lot of ground, but I want to make sure that there anything that we haven't covered that you guys want to make sure that folks know?
Well, we have hot dogs, dollar hot dogs.
Dollar hot dogs, baby. There you go. Well, sounds good. Again, DoverPlayers.com is the place to go. Mike and Megan, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Best of luck to you guys. This sounds like a really good show, a really unique idea. Thanks a lot for coming in.